This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Big changes in the world of Bitcoin. Not just Bitcoin anymore is going to be available at merchant services provider BitPay. I'd like to be clear here. I do not hold any stock in BitPay. I don't even know if you can buy stock in BitPay. It was just the first player in town as far as providing easy to use Bitcoin acceptance tools for merchants. Because back when, in 2011, especially when BitPay came out, it was harder, much harder to use Bitcoin. There were fewer wallets you could choose. There were just not as many options in the marketplace. They weren't as well developed. You know, it was early on. 2011 was 2 years after the release of Bitcoin in the year 2009. And so BitPay said, we got to make this easier. And we met Tony Gallippi and some of the folks behind BitPay early on in some of the conferences we went to back in 2013. Nice folks. You know, their goal was to make it easy for merchants, both online and offline, meaning, brick and mortar and online stores like your store, thinkpenguin.com, yeah. You use them, to make it easy for these people to accept Bitcoin payments. And they did that, and they did a great job with it. And so, I got nothing against them. My only frustration with BitPay was that they didn't innovate this sooner, that we've had alternatives before Bitcoin Cash. Like, Bitcoin Cash came out in August, and it became the third largest cryptocurrency because it already had the Bitcoin installed user base that it originally had forked off of. And again, that's a long discussion, but basically Bitcoin kind of became two back in August of this year for the very first time ever. And so unlike the other altcoins like Dash or Ethereum or some of these others, Bitcoin Cash came along with 16 million bitcoins already distributed to however many thousands upon thousands of wallets already had Bitcoin, whereas these other ones had to start from scratch. They had to get their user base by being original or being different or, faster or whatever their tweak is that they did to the cryptocurrency. And so BitPay could have added any one of these other alternatives a month or 12 months ago. They could have done this, and that would have given merchants choices when Bitcoin was starting to go bad. It was starting to, and when I say go bad, I mean with these fees. It still works. You can still send a Bitcoin transaction, but who knows how long it's going to take. Unless you want to pay top dollar for the fees, you might as well just roll the dice on when the transaction's going to get
confirmed. Yeah, and I did a transaction yesterday where I used Shapeshift to convert some Dash to Bitcoin.
Okay.
And
what was the fee?
Well, I thought I was sending enough to cover the transaction, wound up sending $87 worth of Dash. The merchant wound up receiving 60 of that because of fees.
Yeah.
So I sent an email because they're one of the merchants to where they just have their Bitcoin address on their website.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sent an email, hey, I thought I'd sent enough to wind up covering what these fees were going to be. You only got 60 of the $80. How can I wind up doing that? You've been ordering from us a good bit. We'll just charge you the next time you... No, we'll just add it to the next time you order because we know you're going to place another order.
All right.
And $20 isn't going to break us.
That's cool. Who was it, by the way?
The Whole Food Multi-Complete.
That's what I thought. Okay, very good. The mempool, this is the number of transactions waiting to be confirmed on the Bitcoin network. Currently, not at a record high, but not real low. It's 116,000 transactions. They're just stuck out there. They just, maybe they'll come through sooner, maybe later. Anyway, BitPay saying they're going to be adding Bitcoin Cash payment options starting with their BitPay debit card later this year. So that's coming up sometime probably by the end of the year. We did check during the breaks, and these have not been rolled out yet. BitPay invoices, like yours at thinkpenguin.com, will include a Bitcoin Cash payment option by default in early 2018. So what does that mean? Well, your customers, if you're a merchant, will continue to be able to use Bitcoin for purchases, but they'll be also able to choose to use Bitcoin Cash or another blockchain payment method to complete their payments. And we'll be notifying you well in advance of the launch of these new payment methods, and you'll have the ability to opt out of offering any currency option to customers. So I think it's interesting that they're automatically opting everyone in. So automatically they're going to throw the switch for Bitcoin Cash. That's going to appear as an option. And it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. From the merchant's perspective, BitPay, one of the nice features they have that AnyPay doesn't, and AnyPay beats them on almost every feature set, but one of the things BitPay has that AnyPay doesn't, and I don't think AnyPay has plans for it because it adds a big layer of regulation, is being able to exit from cryptocurrency, in this case Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash with BitPay, to exit from that into U.S. dollars via a bank account settlement. So that's kind of it's a feature that business owners want. Whether they actually use it is another question. But when you talk to a business owner who's new about, you know, they're new to cryptocurrency, one of the biggest questions you always get is, well, how do I get cash? How do I turn this into dollars? Mm. And you can say to them, well, you know, you may not want to, but if you need to, here are the ways you can do it. So Coinbase allows that pretty easily, and then BitPay makes it pretty easy too. So if BitPay turns on Bitcoin Cash and the person decides, oh, well, I didn't want that, they could just turn it into dollars and then, you know, no harm, no foul. So I think it's interesting that they're enabling it and just sort of giving you a heads up. Like, hey, this is going to be on your account. If you want to opt out, you can. They say you'll also continue to only receive the settlement type you've chosen with zero volatility risk from price swings. And then they say here what this means for wallet users, that is that they already include Bitcoin Cash support. And if you want to use Bitcoin Cash to load your BitPay card, you'll be able to use your wallet software to do that. And then they go on to say that they'll be using certain address formats. Gets a little bit technical here. And they say, what's next for other blockchains? And this is the big question, because whichever other blockchains get added, it's probably going to boost their price a little bit. Now, I'm not somebody who predicts how prices are going to go, but a lot of times you'll see the marketplace respond to kind of big news like this. And so they say, and they don't tease anything here besides maybe that privacy tease earlier that we heard, that they might be looking at privacy coins. The BitPay team has been hard at work to prepare our platform and products for multi-blockchain payments. We'll be looking closely at network hashing power. Now, that's important because the amount of, and I understand it, and I'm not an engineer, but the amount of hashing power behind a network, behind one of these payment systems, if it's high, then it's not as subject to takeover, like a hostile takeover, because a lot of these Bitcoin-related systems or Bitcoin sort of originated systems, if you get 51% of the hashing power, you control the currency, basically. And so that's one of the attacks against Bitcoin, is to try to get 51% of the hashing power, which at this point is not possible because there's so many people competing for Bitcoin mining. But some of these smaller players, if somebody were to all of a sudden roll their huge mining pools into mining these things, in theory they could take over those coins.
I think it would be to the attacker's disinterest because they have 51%. So if they undermine it, they're going to
hurt them.
It's going to hurt them. Yeah, going to hurt them.
That's
and
what.
It's a
theoretical attack, but yeah, I mean.
And there have been articles written about why a 51% attack won't ever happen on coins because
of the economic interest.
As Chris said, it's not in their interest to actually wind up doing so.
Still, the hashing power does give an indication of the general strength of that particular network. So they're going to look at that. They'll look at the security of the coin that is in question. They'll look at whether it's useful for payments, adoption, and market value as key factors in our decisions on which blockchain payments our platform will support. So we don't know when the next one, is going to come on. But they're announcing Bitcoin Cash now, and they are going to roll that out by, it sounds like, early 2018. And also Coinbase is expected to roll out Bitcoin Cash, as I understand it. Blockchain.info, which is one of the biggest wallet providers out there, just this week rolled out full support for Bitcoin Cash. So now Blockchain.info, with its millions of users, they offer Bitcoin, they offer Bitcoin Cash, and they have Ethereum as well.
You know, the one I'm interested in is Save at Purse.
You mean having them add others?
Yeah.
Because they have the shapeshift, but that's not the same.
Right.
Native acceptance of those other ones. Have you emailed them about that?
I have not.
That's what these companies need to hear, right? They need to hear from people because that's one of the things they said. They said a bunch of merchants and users were asking for Bitcoin Cash and other options. More coming up here in moments. So anyways, this is good news. More choices in the marketplace of crypto. At the point of sale, very important.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
If you'd like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use, near risk-free for 60 days, you can check out MyPillow. I mean, not mine, but you can go to MyPillow.com, because I'm not giving mine up, because it is great. It really is a great pillow. In fact, you can try yours out over at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, and you'll get your MyPillow at half price, or maybe you want to order it as a gift for somebody that you care about this holiday season, because who is it that you love that you would not want to have a better night's sleep? Especially if you know somebody that has a tough time sleeping. It may just be the pillow that's the problem. And if this solves the issue for them, then it'll be money well spent. And in this case, only half the price when you use code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And unlike a regular pillow, this one is washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. And by the way, in that 60-day window of time, if you don't like it, you can send it back to the company. They'll give you your purchase price back. If you keep it, then you can feel good because it's got a 10-year warranty behind it. So we've been talking about cryptocurrency and the big news about BitPay that is now going to be rolling out Bitcoin Cash acceptance for merchants. We don't know, you know, what exactly the timetable looks like, but finally they've announced it. And, of course, now they're in competition with AnyPay.Global, which is actually run by friends of the show, Derek J. Freeman and Steven Seiler from Portsmouth. And I'm sure they're working on new features behind the scenes. I know they're working on rolling out Bitcoin Cash. They already have Dash. They already have Bitcoin Core. They've already got the Litecoin as well. And I know behind the scenes they're developing Doge, I think just kind of for fun. So that's there.
Because they sell the Doge pillows.
That's right. And you can only pay with Doge to buy the Doge pillows in their store, which is a physical store called the Free State Bitcoin Shop that you can go into. And you can only pay with cryptocurrency in the store, which, of course, is an amazing gimmick, and it's awesome, and it's so much fun to sit there with those guys and hang out in the store and just kind of watch the magic happen as people come through the front door of the shop, summer, wintertime, whenever. They got questions. They want to get involved. They want to buy crypto. They want to accept it at their business, and it's just it's fascinating to watch. Which leads me to the next story here from Wired in the UK. Headline, Psychology Explains Why Your Friends Can't Shut Up About Bitcoin. Every Wednesday, 12 million people receive Martin Lewis's money-saving email. Usually it's crammed with consumer deals and advice on bank accounts. If you want to know how to snag a bottle of, I may be mispronouncing this, Prosecco?
Prosecco, yeah, I heard about that. There was somebody, I went to a Christmas party on Tuesday for a local running club that I'm in. And there was the white Santa, dirty elephant, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And one of the things that somebody had was a bottle of Prosecco. And apparently it's sparkling wine from Italy, so it can't be called champagne because champagne... champagne comes from a certain region of France. Yes. Any sparkling wine from anywhere else in the world cannot be called champagne, and Prosecco apparently comes from a region of Italy.
That's an interesting thing. I mean, I wonder...
It's like a trademark.
Yeah, but they don't have international trademarks, do they?
They've got trademarks. There's some special... there's some sort of special trademarkish thing.
That's why if you buy sparkling wine from California, it's called sparkling wine.
Yeah, okay.
It cannot legally be called champagne.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if that's true in China or some of those places where they don't have strict rules when it comes to copyright or, you know, trademarks and things like that. But regardless, it's interesting.
It's definitely the case in Europe. I don't know about the United States.
It's just like, you know, if you make a lasagna-type dish out of spaghetti noodles, it's not lasagna.
Yeah, but it is.
No, it's not.
Lasagna. I mean,
no, lasagna is a certain type of noodle.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's the long, flat one.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
So they're, you know, naming conventions of food.
Right, right, right.
And words have meaning.
Sure, but that's different from legal, right? Mm-hmm. Like the words definition of food is not the same thing as
lawyers. Where was a court ruling on what a sandwich is?
I know. It was probably multiple pages.
Yeah, you know what amazes me with that, though, is that they've got products coming from certain regions, but the region isn't what makes the product, so it's kind of like, well, if you make the same product in a different region, it's the same stupid thing, right?
Yeah.
But you can't call it what the normal name is, because these like the laws that have been passed. It's absolutely insane in my mind. But.
So the story here continues from Wired. If you want to buy a bottle of Prosecco for 1.5 pounds, or where is the cheapest place to buy a real Christmas tree, Lewis has got your back. But the subject line of Lewis's last email was a little different. Subject was, buy Bitcoin? ? It says, before going on to cover the more usual territory, 80% off of vacuum cleaners. In just a few months, Bitcoin's public perception has gone from that of an untraceable currency loved by dark web drug dealers to a potential get-rich-quick investment opportunity that everyone has an opinion on. Suddenly, it seems, everyone and their dog is talking about investing in Bitcoin. So why are so many people getting the Bitcoin bug? And we did talk about earlier this week the Big Bang Theory, I think it was, this television show. They had an episode apparently all about Bitcoin recently. And people are saying, like, people who aren't within the Bitcoin community, a lot of them are saying they're hearing their friends talking about Bitcoin. So it does seem to be buzzworthy at the moment. The current interest in Bitcoin is naturally partially fueled by the huge rise in price. Since Bitcoin hit $10,000 for the first time on November 28, things have gotten a little out of hand. Over the next week, it went up. Now, I think it's interesting that earlier he was talking in pounds. He is talking about dollars here. Over the next week, it went up 12. I think he means up to $12,000. The jump to $14,000 took just 23 hours. In another 15 hours, it reached $16,000. To put this in perspective, it took Bitcoin more than 8 years to reach a value of just $2,000. 7 months later, it's now worth more than eight times that amount. It's important to note, however, that the upwards trajectory hasn't been smooth. The price has fluctuated hugely over the last week, hitting an all-time high of $17,150 before dropping down to around $16,620. In fact, it dropped as low as $13,000 in the last couple of weeks, and now it's at record highs again today of over $17,500. But going on. With the rising price has come rising awareness and media attention. On the day Bitcoin first hit $10,000, the Financial Times put the cryptocurrency on its front page, citing its 850% increase in value since January. However, that was back when the Financial Times did that. Now, if you look at the price of Bitcoin, it's actually more than a 2,000% increase in value since December 15th of last year. Going on, the $10,000 threshold doesn't itself mean much, says neuroeconomist, never heard of that before, Benedetto DiMartino, but humans tend to place a lot of significance on certain round numbers. We have this kind of general feeling with numbers. When you cross one threshold, it starts to feel like a completely different thing, he says. By the following Friday, December 8th, Bitcoin was at $17,000 US, and the CEO of one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, Coinbase, published a blog post urging people to invest responsibly and warning that its website may not be able to cope with the number of people buying and selling at peak times. We heard today, Chris Reitman, your Thursday night co-host, Daryl, he said he'd heard that Coinbase was getting, 100,000 new users a day?
Something like that. Some huge number.
I was stunned by that number, and that's amazing. And yes, they have had outages. But what's the psychology behind all this? We'll continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us by dialing toll free if you want. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about the psychology of cryptocurrencies, at least according to the author, who is named Matthew Reynolds over at Wired in the UK. The headline is Psychology Explains Why Your Friends Can't Shut Up About Bitcoin. And will it explain why we can't shut up about it? Because we sure do talk a lot about cryptocurrencies these days here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, a number of our listeners are very grateful. We've had so many listeners call and thank us for talking about cryptocurrencies that they got into and have done very, very well with so far. So I wonder how many Bitcoin millionaires were created just from listening to Free Talk Live.
Good question.
Yeah.
Really good question.
So anyway, if you do find yourself faced with an overwhelming amount of cryptocurrency wealth.
You know a couple.
And you want to send that to us, you're welcome to do that. You know, send 1% of your billions of the Bitcoin dollars. So you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and we will take your Bitcoin Core, your Bitcoin Cash, your Dash, and also other altcoins, including Monero and dozens of others via the Shapeshift app, which you can find. All of it's over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So back to the story here from Wired.
It's kind of all about psychology, and he hasn't quite gotten into that aspect of it. He's just sort of talking about the blow up, the price that has been exploding of one Bitcoin, right, which today is over $17,500 at one point today. Talking about how the price blow up has made major media headlines, that Financial Times put Bitcoin on its front page, and of course they're not the only ones talking about it. And then he says here, by the following Friday, Bitcoin was at $17,000. This is December 8th they're talking about here, so a week ago. And the CEO of Coinbase, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, posted a blog urging people to invest responsibly and warning that its website may not be able to cope with the number of people buying and selling at peak time.
So I was curious and just did a Google search for Bitcoin and then clicked the news tab. 35 million results.
Within what time frame?
Just now. Like, oh, I did the search.
But you, if you narrow, like, the time frame, because you might be looking at every result ever historically for Bitcoin,
right,
it might be more useful to do, like, the advanced search of in the last month.
All right, let me do last month.
So, for a brief moment on Thursday...
And it no longer shows me how many.
For a brief moment on Thursday, its app topped the App Store rankings as the first time... as first-time Bitcoin buyers searched for a way to get in on the action. Wow. Coinbase's app topped the App Store rankings. I don't know if they're saying that was over all apps or just like financial apps. I presume all apps. Even though plenty of economists continue to warn that the current price spike is just a bubble and Bitcoin will come tumbling down soon enough, they say. Quote, the attention in the media and elsewhere that has followed the spectacular rise in prices may have led to a bandwagon or herding effect where the belief that Bitcoin's value will continue to rise has become contagious, said one economist from the University of Oxford.
So I just said it to the last week, 18,400,000 in the last week.
Wait, is this news items or?
News items
only.
Oh, my
God.
Wait, how many?
18.4 million in the last week, and it was still 32 million for the last month.
Wow.
That is huge. I mean, because again, Google News isn't a full Google search. Google News only looks at the sources that Google considers to be news.
100,000 in the last 24 hours.
Your little blog talking about Bitcoin doesn't count. So only the, you know, news. Freekeen is a Google News source. So there's certain things that are in there that, you know, you might not normally think of as, like, broadcast media.
Right.
But they do include noteworthy blogs, so it's an honor to be included. Thank you, Google, in that particular case. But, wow, 18 million in the last week?
18.3 million in the last week.
I wonder, another interesting thing that Google provides is the Google Trends, where you can look and see how words are trending.
There was a thing that we mentioned briefly last night, because it's one of the news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com, that Bitcoin was more popular than North Korea and the eclipse.
Interesting.
In the Google
for like
trends.
The last year.
Yeah, for the last year.
Awesome.
And the Google search trend things.
That is really cool. So again, is this though what this this economist is saying, a herding effect, a bandwagon effect? According to the story, some go back to Bitcoin's original proposition as an alternative to existing currencies as a reason for its high price and point to a small number of merchants outside of the dark web that accept Bitcoin for goods and services. Now, that's an insulting statement, right?
Yeah, I've gotten so upset with comments like this.
Yeah.
It's just not true. I mean,
a small number? No, there are thousands and tens of thousands of merchants around the globe. If you go to coinmap.org, you can see that there's like 10,000 physical, most of them are physical locations where you can spend Bitcoin.
Yes.
And that doesn't include the thousands more internet locations.
There's a website called Spendabit where you go and they've got like 3 million products from thousands of merchants.
Right.
I would challenge anybody who thinks that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies aren't a real thing to come to New Hampshire, because they are all over the place.
Yep.
And what you'll see with credit cards and other forms of payment and how they've been adopted, it took 40 years for credit cards to become widespread.
Right.
It does not going to happen overnight. And when it first started, it was a niche thing. It was something that was for traveling salespeople, and it was a diners club, I believe, and it was restaurants and hotels, I believe,
right,
were the two things. So, you know,
that was hard to get. It's a hard curve, right? Those initial days when people don't know what it is, they laugh at it, they question it, they're not sure about it. And then you start to get some adoption and then some popularity,
and
then it swings up.
It spreads and it spreads. And that's kind of where we are right now. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of places online, but if you look
But there are.
Well, there are.
Wikipedia, Dell Computer, Overstock, Microsoft.
Oh, sure.
I mean, big, small, big companies. Tiny mom and pops, your company, Think Penguin.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot, but
I mean, your company. Yeah, go ahead.
It's I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you are living in New Hampshire, you would see just how widespread it is online. And I mean, it's not as
you see
widespread online
on doors, on store doors. Yeah. When you walk into the store, it says Bitcoin accepted here.
Right. The point that I'm trying to make though is that online compared to all the stores online, I think we see more stores in New Hampshire coming online as a percentage probably than roughly
online. Probably than anywhere else.
Yeah. And I think that's what people are forgetting to remember. That it's or don't realize it's that it's not happening evenly. It's not being adopted evenly everywhere. So what you see where you are is not necessarily what's happening everywhere else.
Well, and plus he's trying to minimize Bitcoin by making it sound like it's all on the dark web. There's a few people outside of the dark web. What he's saying here, and it's ridiculous. But so that kind of gives you an idea of his skew,
right? But yeah, you know, like in the grand scheme of there are 7 billion people on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only a small percentage that use Bitcoin.
The way he says it, though,
I know.
To a small number of merchants outside the dark web that accept Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So the suggestion there is that it's huge on the dark web and only a few outside.
But there's a lot more merchants outside, a seriously larger number of more merchants outside the dark web than there are on the dark web.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Crypto. And he's trying to make it sound like it's
right,
the reverse.
Right, exactly.
And I forget. I think it was Chris Reitman, the other Chris, who had the numbers on the dark web, and it's only like a percentage or less than a percent or something like that of all Bitcoin transactions.
It's insignificant, yeah.
So Nick Charter, a professor of behavioral science at Warwick Business School, says this may be too simplistic. Let's see. Oh, he says that what's too simplistic is that Bitcoin has value, they argue, because it could become widely used as an alternative to existing currency. He says these kind of big asset bubbles can often be fed by a rather shallow but superficially compelling narrative, he said. Ironically, Bitcoin's current boom is making it very difficult to use as a currency. Last week, the online game store Steam stopped accepting Bitcoin as a method of payment, citing the high transaction fees and volatility as its reasons. And we reported that here. Major determinant of the fundamental value of Bitcoin is whether it will be widely adopted, says one of their so-called experts. He says once Bitcoin's become too valuable, either substitutes will be created or people will stop using it for transactions and instead will hoard it, rendering it useless as a currency. That's happening. That guy's right. That's exactly what's happening to the Bitcoin, or also known as Bitcoin Core, BTC, in the marketplaces. But then they get into this herd mentality, which is what the author here, Reynolds, claims is the real reason why people are interested in Bitcoin. He says because everyone else is. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us what you want. Tis the season for holiday shopping, so why not get yours done online over at shop.freetalklive.com. We got a Walmart link there. You can go and buy stuff for you or for the people that you care about, and Free Talk Live benefits when you do it through the link that you'll find over at shop.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Back to the remainder of the story over at Wired. He's saying here that the reason why your friends are talking about Bitcoin and they won't shut up, he says, is because everybody else is talking about it. Herd mentality is what he says it is. The real reason people are now interested in Bitcoin, because everyone else is. In fact, Daryl, you pulled up the Google Trends for 2017.
Yes.
Global search, so not just one country or another.
Correct.
Global Google searches, what are the results for Bitcoin compared to others?
Global news, number one, Hurricane Irma. Number two.
Okay, so this is news searches. This isn't Google search.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
So searches for, you know, news.
So like Pornhub isn't going to show up on.
Right.
On
so
this.
What they have here, they've got overall searches.
Yeah.
People, news, actors, consumer tech.
Okay.
Elected. They've got it broken down into a bunch of different categories.
Interesting. Still, nonetheless. Google.
Yes. News. Number one, Hurricane Irma.
Okay.
Number two. Bitcoin.
Wait, did you say Bitcoin or Bitcoin?
Bit.
Okay,
with
Bitcoin.
A T.
Because they're two different coins there.
Number three, Las Vegas shooting. Number four, North Korea. Number five, solar eclipse.
Huh. Wow. Bitcoin beat the moon, you know?
Number six was Hurricane Harvey. Number seven, Manchester. Hurricane Jose, Hurricane Maria, and April the Giraffe round out the top ten.
Never heard of her.
She was that pregnant giraffe that a bunch of people were watching the live stream of for some weird reason. Under memes, just for fun
yeah,
here.
They've got top memes?
Yes. Catch Me Outside.
Was number one?
Number one.
Oh, my God. That's going to go straight to her head.
Followed by United Airlines meme. Elf on the Shelf. What in tarnation? SpongeBob mocking.
As humans, we're easily tempted to conform to what everyone else around us seems to be doing, says Peter Eyton at City, University of London. Wide media coverage can heighten the sense that we're missing out on something that everyone else is doing, and the more we hear about something like Bitcoin, the less risky it seems to us. Simply because it's more familiar, people are more willing to get involved, he says. Humans are incredibly influenced by other people in their environment. The only reason you buy Bitcoin is because you think that other people value it too. In other words, people buying Bitcoin are assuming that someone else will come along soon enough who's willing to pay more for the same amount of the cryptocurrency. The social phenomenon is kind of an avalanche. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, he says. Even so, only a small number of people actually end up buying cryptocurrency. DiMartino co-authored a study that looked at why certain people are more likely to get involved in a bubble market while others stay away. By looking at the areas of the brain that were active while people played a trading simulation, DiMartino and his team found that the parts of our brain that are responsible for evaluating other people's thoughts and feelings are also active when we make the decision to invest in an asset that is rapidly increasing in value. The reason for the link, he says, is to do with something called theory of mind. Humans use theory of mind to try and understand what someone else is thinking and to work out what they might do in the future. This is usually a useful skill, but it seems that people with heightened sense of theory of mind are also more likely to get involved in a bubble. It might be because they're thinking they can second guess what other people will do and are getting in on the bubble in the knowledge that other people are likely to follow them, thus pushing up the price. That's called pump and dump, right? The idea of, you know, you pump this thing up, get everybody excited, they jump in, and then you sell before the crash. You can imagine, he says, that you can overinterpret the intentions of other people. This could be what leads to bubbles. A bunch of people think that other people are likely to buy into this asset, so they try and get in there before the other people. Other people see this as evidence that the asset is on the up, so they also buy in, thinking that non-investors are bound to make that decision eventually anyway. Pretty soon, the value of the asset can start racing upwards. If the Bitcoin bubble does come crashing down, everything you just read about is likely to happen in reverse. The herd mentality will shift from buying to selling. And people with a more heightened theory of mind will sell their Bitcoin, anticipating that other people are about to do the same. But there's no telling if or when the bubble will pop. Quote, the problem with the real bubble in economics is that we just don't know it's a bubble until it's crashed, says DiMartino. Now, it does say here that the writer of the piece does own Bitcoin worth £75 at the time of the writing. So he's got a little bit, but he seems a little skeptical.
Very small amount. That's a test amount.
And so this was one of the big questions recently is Bitcoin having a bubble, as all these experts say, these old school, old money experts, or is this the beginning of an adoption curve?
Yes.
Yes and yes to both?
It's either one or the other.
And that's the thing.
You don't know until after whatever pops or whatnot.
Could the answer be it's a bubble, but at the same time, it's also increasing in adoption?
Right. It could be both. At an excess rate. It could be both. Because if you look at the history of Bitcoin, remember back in 2013 when it went up to $1,100 real fast, and then it popped, and then over a series of months went down to $200-ish dollars.
Yep.
Took a couple years after that, 2-3 years, but it came back, and it came back big time.
Yes.
And now if you look at that original, if you look at the chart, and you look at the whole thing, that big bump. Yeah, it's just a teeny little bump on the way towards this rocketing upwards that we're seeing now. And that could have a pop at some point, but then that may be 3 years down the line, a teeny little bump as we hit $100 trillion total market cap instead of just, you know, $300 billion where Bitcoin is today.
The thing is, it's we may see it go down.
Or it could go down to zero.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go down to zero. I think it's what happens is it's gonna crash, as everything does, and then at some point you're gonna see it go back up.
But how far?
And it's gonna keep going back up
because
it's
already crashed down from like 13,000 to 9,000.
I don't think it's gonna crash down to $200 again. But I
right. That's my question: is where's the new floor when this next? If another crash or when another crash happens, what defines a crash? Is 25% being knocked off the price a crash? It sure looks like one when it's happening.
Right.
The price falls straight down, basically.
If the Dow fell 20%, that's the end of the world.
Right. But Bitcoin falls 25% in a day sometimes and then recovers it 3 days later.
Right.
So the other day when it went down from 17,000, it went down to 13,000.
Right. If that was the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the world's ending.
Right. But again, it almost always recovers. Now, that's no guarantee it will in the future.
I wonder how that also affects the people's perceptions of it and its value. Because, you know, if you're expecting it to fall, and we've kind of become accustomed to it falling, people aren't as quick to sell because they
depends
think it's going to go back up.
It depends how new they are.
Well,
and not everybody who's new is going to behave this way. There was a guy who's a big crypto guy who's in our chat room. We've got like a local chat here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. I won't say his name, but he said he's selling all of his Bitcoin.
Yeah,
he's afraid it's going to crash 95%.
I think the question is whether or not there's enough new people coming on board do we have more old investors or old? I'm going to put investors in quotes here. Old investors, or do we have more new investors than old investors? Because I think if we have enough old investors, then it's you're going to see a dip and then go back up. But if we too many newbies coming on board, that's when it could crash.
If it's true Coinbase is growing 100,000 accounts per day, and that sounds insane, then it's all newbies.
Yeah, well, that's the question. If it is all newbies and they do get scared, we could and
panic
you know,
sell.
Yeah, we could see a panic sell. But it is interesting because we've seen even people who have seen this happen before panic sell.
Sure. So, I got spooked before the SegWit2x fork and
sold
off.
It's interesting.
I could have used the we needed the cash for some of the church projects. But,
yeah.
So it's fine.
I was probably one of the few people who around me who
you held through.
Held. Yeah. And it was more out of sheer laziness probably than anything else
for sure.
But I didn't freak out because I didn't hold more Bitcoins than I could or crypto than I could afford to lose. And I think that's a very wise decision on my part. I've done very well. If it were to crash to zero, I still have made out handsomely over the years that I've been holding it and gaining in value.
If you're going to get into cryptocurrency, you got to do some research. You know, don't just stumble into it. Maybe go to Bitcoin.com, read some of the basics about Bitcoin. That's kind of the granddaddy that started all of this, so it's a good place to start. And then there's, of course, online resources. You've got the Free Talk Live forum, which you can go to at forum.freetalklive.com. There's actually cryptocurrency subforums there, so be sure you check that out if you want to have discussions with folks about crypto, many of whom are our listeners, over at forum.freetalklive.com. Check out thinkpenguin.com, and also don't forget libertylobby.info for what Daryl's up to. I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of updates coming to libertylobby.info within the next few months. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.